Frank, I was talking with Jack earlier, Ham, and I asked him if he thought one play could change the direction of a franchise. And of course, the play I'm talking about is the Immaculate Reception. Do you think that one play changed the franchise of the Pittsburgh Steelers and moved it from a losing organization into a winning organization?
You know what? I would say that it definitely is part of that. I would say that the whole year 1972 really made us believe that we could really be one of the top contenders, because we beat some very good teams that year, and it made us feel that we could compete against anybody. And then to go to that next level and say win our division and then go to the playoffs, and then to win the first playoff game ever for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that gives you the confidence, gives you like the feeling that, okay, you know, we have arrived. And so before that victory of the Immaculate Reception game, the Steelers always found a way to lose. And so if you look at that game, it was a similar pattern where we were winning, it was like the whole game. And then we found a way to lose in the end when Kenny Stabler, you know, did that 37 whatever yard scramble. And it was like, that's the same old Steelers. They always find a way to lose. But then, in the end, to find a way to win, that just changes your whole outlook and your whole attitude that we can win now. You know, we're not the same old Steelers. You know, this is a new era for us, and as you know, we went on through the 70s, and it was quite a run.
What did it do for your confidence to make a play like that? How much did it help you?
Well, I mean, something like that, I would guess, number one, it's a great memory, you know what I mean? And also, that play, just as we're talking about it, is of great significance to Steeler Nation, where we relate that play to so many things of the 70s. And we think about the greatness of the 70s, you look at one play, that play comes to mind. So not only were we good and all that kind of stuff, but we were lucky and we were blessed.
Very much so. Does that play rank number one on your all-time memory list, or winning the first Super Bowl, does that supersede it?
Well, I tell people, you know, you look at different things where if I look at one play, absolutely the Immaculate Reception, hands down. If I look at one game, we look at the championship game before our first Super Bowl when we beat Oakland in Oakland in 1974. When we beat the Raiders in Oakland, it made us feel that now we're the best team in football, because to beat them on their home field and against a great Raider team, we felt, wow, that now we're the best. And going in that confidence, we felt, didn't matter who we played in the Super Bowl, we're the best now. And that one game made us realize that now we're the best team in the NFL by doing that. And the best season was 1976.
Jack said the same thing. Even though you didn't win the Super Bowl, he felt that was the best team.
Well, we went all the way to a championship game, and we would have won the Super Bowl if certain injuries didn't happen.
Right.
But that year showed the true character and guts of our team, and, you know, showed the heart and soul of our team. So that says a lot, you know what I mean? You're tested in a lot of different ways, and that year was our biggest test, and we came through.
Frank O'Harris, thanks so much. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.